Listener production.
When life gives you lemons, he'll turn them sassy, not sour.
What? Who wrote this script?
Strap yourself in. It's Complete Dribble with Christian Hull.
Oh, there's dust in here!
That's a deep sigh.
A big sigh.
No, look, I'm just jealous. I'm jealous, but I'm also loving the fact that Tony and Ryan from the Tony and Ryan podcast are just crushing it.
They
won Podcast of the Year awards at the Podcast of the Year awards. I don't know what are those awards called. The Podcast Awards. Sorry. They went to the States and they just like have like Britney Spears level fans. They're just writing their tits off. And
yep.
It's so good to see like two behind the scenes radio producers. Well, Ryan wasn't. He was in front of the scenes, but he was, he was relatively successful. He was breakfast in Perth. Just absolutely, they're so famous.
Yeah.
And they're so loved.
They're just really funny and they have really good chemistry.
Oh, they're just so good. And I am just stealing from them.
Yeah.
It's not really stealing because they released a game called Normal or Nah, which is a segment that they do on their podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It's just cards and there's just a thing on it and you say, is that normal or that's not normal?
I love these so much.
And we're playing it.
Okay.
So the first card, this is a great one.
Mm-hmm.
It is putting cheap hand wash into expensive brand bottles.
I've never done it, but I'd say that that's normal.
Totally normal. I buy Aesop and then I fill it with the cheap shit.
Oh.
Although, I wouldn't say cheap shit. Like, Thank You soap is good.
Yep.
But it's not like $400 like Aesop.
Mm.
So all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I joined a gym recently. Don't ask how much a week it is, $125. I know.
Is it the...
Total Fusion.
Oh, yes.
Have you seen it?
It's all over Instagram.
Oh, same. That's why I was like, I have to join this. It's got a wellness retreat on the top.
Yep.
And in the bathrooms, like the shower. Oh, my God. I could live there.
They have Dyson hair dryers.
They have like six Dyson hair dryers. It's all Aesop soaps. And I was like, is it?
Mm.
Now, I've been going for the like 2 or 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a high turnover every time it has been Aesop soap. Because I use it at home when I first bought the geranium. It's a body wash.
Yeah.
It's always been that geranium body wash.
Oh.
And I'm like, well, if I'm paying $125 a week.
I'm getting the Aesop soap.
It better be Aesop.
You're not bringing containers.
I didn't think of that. Don't. That's
not normal or nah, stealing from the soap from the
that's
gym.
That's not normal. But it's not a bad idea. Normal or nah, always being hungry after sex. Oh. Normal.
No.
I'm always hungry after sex. I usually don't eat before. Like I'm not eating much. Especially for those that bottom, you're not eating really at all. So of course you'd be hungry after sex. Not for the ladies?
No, I'll never eat a big meal beforehand. But
you're never ravenously hungry?
No.
Lying to your date.
Oh, normal.
Yeah, I was gonna say I feel like you would lie. You would literally lie. The first thing you'd be like, hi, my name is Trish.
Are you having a nice time? Yes.
Yes. No, I love that you like dinosaurs. No, please, you don't need to finish your meal. Sorry, that is a throwback to Nat's X.
I am not disgusted that you nearly just tripped.
No, I am so turned on by you right now. Do you lie?
All the time.
What lies?
I am...
I don't tell them that I'm a podcast producer. I lie about my profession.
No, just more like, just little white lies or...
wow, that is...
Or like if they do something embarrassing, I'll try and just lie to make them feel better or like just things like that. It's like the lying tales the people pleaser
in me. As in like, oh, that's not cringy.
Yeah.
And you're like,
yes,
oh my God.
Yes.
Calling your best friend to be like, get me out of this.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
Not going to a party at a restaurant where you don't like the food. Oh.
That's so normal.
What? You refuse to go to a party because you don't like the food?
If I'm going to but see, I eat anything.
I was
going to
say, like, what food would you be like, oh, that's revolting?
Mm.
Unless you were like, can I understand if you were maybe vegan?
Yeah.
Because then there'd be no options for you.
Yeah.
And that.
But also an expense as well. Like if the restaurant's too expensive.
Oh, different. If it's expensive, oh God, absolutely normal.
Yeah, I'll be like, uh-uh. Yeah. Sorry.
Ghosting a friend forever without an explanation. Oh. Yeah, if you don't like what they've done, you don't need to, well, do you need to explain it to them?
That's tough.
Because I don't like confrontation.
I was actually recently in a predicament.
Oh no.
When I broke up with my boyfriend 12 months ago, I cut off one of the roommates / my friend purely because she reminded me of the house. She reminded me of my ex-boyfriend.
Oh.
I knew that she just wanted to talk about the breakup. She wasn't necessarily checking in on me. So I just ghosted her.
Okay. Anything? Did she say anything?
I found out that she was upset about why I just disappeared. And so I reached out and was like, wishing you well. Hope you're okay. Still don't want to be friends.
Wow.
I didn't say still don't want to be friends.
Oh, okay.
But I just said, hey, just checking in. Hope you're well. And then she was like, we should catch up. And then I just never responded.
Oh, God. See, this is, I don't have friends. Like, I don't have...
For this very reason.
Well, yes.
Drama. So I think if the friend isn't... If the friend doesn't make you feel good, get rid of him.
That's not a friend, though. I mean, they don't have to, like, stroke your ego the whole time. But if... That's the hard part is sometimes I'm like, am I the problem? Am I the drama?
Oh, my God. Am I the drama?
I think I am, though. Anyways.
That's a hard one. Anyway, I'm all for it. Whatever makes you feel good.
Borrowing someone else's nail clippers. Oh, it's not that. Nails are gross. Clipped nails are disgusting.
Ew.
No, that is not. Well, it's not. No, I don't know.
To be fair, I wouldn't really see. I'd probably do it.
Yeah, I would. If I was desperate. If like I had a, like they were hurting and I needed a clip.
But like surely someone's asked you before, hey, Christian, can I borrow some nail clippers? Do you have any?
No, I don't have friends. I don't have people over. Traveling, maybe. Having an online friend you've never met, totally normal. I have so many.
Yeah, I guess that's normal this day and age.
Well, mine's like through like other people on TikTok or Instagram that I've never met.
But you have a whole community that wants to be your friend. You have a whole following that wants to be your friend.
Yeah, but they don't know the real me.
Do you interact? Yeah, only I know the real me. Yeah.
Patreon, I interact with a lot of them. But again, like, well, I'm nice to everyone.
Sorry.
Oh, if Trudy's listening, don't tell them the truth. Poor Trude. Calling and talking to your parents every day for hours.
Not normal. Too dependent. How often do you call your parents?
Oh, my God. I feel bad sometimes. But I try to at least once a fortnight.
Okay.
Or once a week.
I feel like that's a good timeline.
Well, it'd be better if it was once a week because I do feel bad.
Mm.
But sometimes I'm just like, it's really easy to talk to them, but because I'm not very social, I need to have that energy.
Yeah. Yep.
You know? And they're the only people, I will only ever talk to mum, dad, or my brothers on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't accept calls from anyone else. I just don't.
Who calls?
So many people.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Well, you run like 47 businesses.
Oh, and I have to answer unknown numbers.
Oh, that's annoying.
It's so annoying.
You've done it multiple times during this, like during our recording sessions. You'll just answer it and be like a package or like something.
It's usually a delivery man. Yeah. And they're like, oh, where do we live? I'm just like, don't take it to the post office because got to leave the house. Not picking up after your dog. It's poo, obviously. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's not normal.
No. What fuckheadery is that?
That's not normal.
Pick your dog shit up, you dirty fuck.
If I have ever forgotten a bag, I will try and locate the nearest stick or something to scoot that off the path if I don't have a bag. Oh. Or ask someone for a bag.
Oh, do you want to say disgusting?
Oh my God, what?
This poor woman.
Oh no.
This dog like
diarrhea.
Liquid.
Oh fuck. It's
so disgusting.
But how embarrassing is when you're...
So embarrassing. When you're scooping it up with the bag.
Or did she scoop it up?
Well, she had to try and... She was at least attempted to. But then you come back a day later and there's just this like brown thing with fingerprints of where they tried to pick it up. I'm like, oh God.
It is so embarrassing when your dog diarrheas and then you're like, well, you kind of look around like, well, I can't fucking do anything about it.
So funny.
Why is it so demoralizing when your dog is doing a poo?
It's so demoralizing. This is like I'll be walking down the street and then I'll see a dog do the weird poo stance and then I just like look up and away so I'm just signifying to the person I'm not looking at them so don't feel the shame.
What's the worst is when someone's in front of you and then it happens and you have to walk past them and then you do like the whole like... Oh, my God, that's so funny because it's so true.
Not knowing how to drive as an adult.
That's not normal. Depends where you live, but.
I mean, it's not the average person knows how to drive, but I wouldn't say it's not abnormal. It's just not common.
Yeah, it's just not common. Yeah. There you go, yeah.
Placing your glasses in the cupboard the same way up that you drink rather than upside down. Like.
Wait, putting the glasses in the cupboard upright?
You're putting the glasses in the way a glass goes or turning them upside down.
Oh, okay, see?
No, upright, because you need them to dry properly.
Yeah, when they're, yeah.
Because otherwise they don't dry properly.
And also then you're, the
people are like, oh, the dust. Well, if you're not using them, put them, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
But like
put
mugs
away.
And cups, dust, you're using those things pretty regularly.
Yeah, and also your lip is touching what is facing
And also
down.
Like it's in a cupboard. Like how much dust is getting in there?
You have to be worried about the dust, my friend, not the way you put the cups.
Clean your house. I know Tony and Ryan had a really great answer to that. They were both, it's upside down. And I was like, oh, yuck, I don't like you as people now.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Not wanting your two close friends to be friends with each other.
Oh.
That sounds like a you thing.
Oh. Oh, okay.
I don't know. Would I want, I would want Ashley and Trudy to be friends with each other.
Have you thought about introducing them to each other? Do they know each other?
Well, I mean, one's in America, one's in Brisbane.
Oh, okay.
They know each other. But
would you be jealous if they started hanging out?
Absolutely not, because I don't want to hang out. If they started hanging out without me, I'd be like, thank God.
Finally, they're occupied.
Yeah, and they could rant about me to each other and debrief about how annoying and useless
I
am.
They have a safe space. Yeah.
That's what my mum and Trudy do when mum visits.
Are they friends?
Yeah, they talk about how hard work I am. Because Trudy's like my carer.
They've bonded.
Yeah.
They've bonded over you.
They've been through the trenches.
Yeah.
Currently going through the trenches.
That's so funny. The reason they're friends is because they have trauma because of you.
Yeah, so much trauma. All right, that was cool. I love normal Luna.
I know, it's so good. Such a good thought starter.
Yeah.
You know?
Good conversations.
It truly is.
You can buy the game. Yep. Unless it's sold out, it's on grey lines.
Because, you know, you and I are going to run out of things to talk about soon enough.
That's why we play Normal or Nah. We have run out of things to talk about.
Yeah. Oh, we're already at that point.
Alarmingly.
We're well into that.
I don't know what we're going to do next year for the podcast, but we're going to struggle through.
Normal or Nah, version 472.
Just calling Tony and Ryan, please come up with another game. I've been through this one three times.
Guys, don't be so lazy. We need a new game.
Yeah. Come up with content for my podcast, please. Recently, we played a game where we guess the parody, the porn parody.
Mm.
What is the porn parody called?
Yeah.
Like Everybody Loves Raymond, the parody version, which is so Everybody Does Raymond. And Forrest Gump was Forrest Hump.
So funny. Some of them are really clever.
So good.
Yeah.
You've gone and found a whole bunch.
Yeah. I think we should do it again.
Yeah. And now I've got to guess what they are.
Yep.
Correct?
Yep. Yes, you've got to guess. So I've got 12 actual movie names here, and then I want you to guess the porn parody.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready?
Mm.
All right, number one, Tomb Raider.
Oh, Womb Raider.
No.
What?
Poon Raider.
I am so sorry. Womb Raider is a far better. I'm going to raid your womb.
Number two, The Exorcist.
Sexorcist. What? It's better be good because Sexorcist is amazing.
No, this is the XX Exorcist.
That's not too bad.
That's
but I still think
good.
Sexorcising a demon out of someone is kind of hot. I will sexorcise you.
Do you have a ghost kink? This is what's happening.
I'm not going to lie. I'm really acing these porn parody names.
Yeah, you're okay. Pretty good.
Mine are so much better.
Yeah, they're actually pretty good. Maybe you should go into business. It could be a side hustle.
I'm a slut.
Naming porn parodies. Okay, number three, Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, Saving Ryan's Privates.
Shaving Ryan's Privates. I'll give you that one.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay, number four, Clash of the Titans.
Clash of the Titans. Oh, is it like Clash of the Titans or something? Titans has got to be a tit because they love a tit in the porn parody world. What is it? Slash of the...
Clash of the Tight Ones.
Oh, that's real bad.
I think that's pretty good.
Clash of the Tight Ones.
Okay, number five.
Okay.
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Oh, well, it has to be Indiana Jones and the Temple of Womb.
No, it's not womb.
Womb is such a great word. Indiana Jones and the... It has to be Temple of... womb. What was the other... What was the other womb parody that we had before? Poon. Is it the Temple of Poon?
So, I think the first part's the most clever. In Diana Jones and the Temple of Poon.
In Diana Jones' Temple of Womb, it should be. Diana Jones! That's fucking brilliant.
In Diana Jones. It's just so good.
Oh, it should have been in Diana Jones' Temple of Poon.
That's what it is.
Oh,
in Diana Jones and the Temple of Poon.
No, it should be in her temple.
Oh, in her Temple of Poon. Yeah, nice.
That's
okay.
Brilliant.
Number six, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Oh, Shitty Shitty Bang. No, is it like a two girls, one cum situation? It's not Shitty Shitty. No, Chitty Chitty. Bang Bang still has to be Bang Bang. If they've changed that, that's so disappointing. It's not Bang Bang. Oh, for fuck's sakes.
Very close though.
Vaggy, vaggy, thrust, thrust. I've forgotten a fucking clue.
Clitty, clitty, gang, bang.
That's amazing. Yeah, like.
Oh,
that one.
This one's an easy one for you. Pacific Rim.
Oh, Pacific Rim? Pacific Rim?
Pacific Rim.
Oh.
Just add on one word to the end.
Pacific Rimming. Pacific Rim time. What?
Pacific Rim. Job.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you kind of get it. Okay, Breaking Bad.
Fucking Mad.
Oh, that's pretty good. Mm. No, Breaking Bed.
Okay, these are pretty naff.
Yeah. Willy Wonka.
Willy won't her. Willy Wanker.
Yes.
Oh, yay! Of course.
Good job.
That's actually quite funny.
Oh, this one's a good one. Robin Hood, Men in Tights.
Ooh. Robin Hood, Men in Tights. Rob your hooded penis. It's tight. Tight pussy. Robin's tight pussy.
Just listening to your thought process.
I know. What is it?
Throbbing Hood.
Oh, of course.
And Men in Tight Holes.
This is so bad. Throbbing Hood.
Throbbing Hood.
That's a great, like almost drag name.
Oh, that is a great drag name. Okay, two more to go. Grey's Anatomy. Easy.
Is it?
What rhymes with Grey's?
Praise? Oh, don't mouth it. Gay's Anatomy. That's kind of hot.
Oh, good
like job. I wonder if it's like a doctor situation. Like, excuse me, sir, can you feel this? It's like fully jerking someone off.
Boom.
Yeah.
Love that.
I need a sample.
Also.
And I'm going to test your prostate as well. Yeah, that's how I masturbate. It's really long strokes because my dick's so massive.
Yeah, because I have such a large penis. Yeah, of course. Okay, last one. One to wrap it up. The Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
Ugh. Is it his small penis? The Curious Case of Benjamin's Button. That's it. Button penis. Oh, no, it'd be clit related. Button. Benjamin plays with Daphne's button. Button. The Curious Case of Pushing Benjina's Button.
Benjina's.
Well, I'm trying to give a female name.
Benjina's. No, The Curious Case of Benjamin's Butthole.
I thought we'd go through your little week on the web sheet, which is all the things that you found.
All the goodies.
I would like to say that some of them are very outdated. I was like, oh, yep, I heard that one 3 years ago. Oh, yes, that's a story from last year.
Hey, it's not my fault. It's how the internet works.
You're a busy producer.
No.
But that's what I love about the internet is these things come back in a cycle.
Yeah.
Which is why I love, because I can just repost all my old shit.
Yeah.
And yeah, anyway.
Do you know what comes back every year? How to get 17 days off and 4 days annual leave. Every year there is an article about that. You have to take off certain annual leave days around the public holidays and then you get like
Is that like long weekends? And,
yeah. Every year all the publications talk about
it. That's not hard to do. Just Google the public holidays and if there's a public holiday on a Thursday, take the Friday off.
It's not science.
Yeah. Why does there need to be an article on how to do that every year?
That is the internet. Anyway, what's drawn your attention?
I don't know, because you've brought the week on the web and it just says, guess the audio. Christian, can you guess what is going on here?
Oh, yes. Okay.
I need to get my headphones. Sorry. Oh, I don't like to wear headphones.
Never bloody wear the headphones.
No, because in the camera...
Why not?
It makes... Look, watch. Oh, well, for
why?
People listening, it's not going to be very good. When I put them on, it makes my... Oh, that's oh. Why. What's wrong with this microphone? I can't put them on. It's too loud.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, he's going full talent. Here we go.
I'm so angry. Just, I don't like wearing them. It makes my head look fat.
Okay, well, how are you going to hear the audio?
I don't know. I can't turn the volume down on them. La, 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 la.
Just put your headphones on.
I can't. It's so loud. If I bring this close to the microphone, look what's going to happen. Take your headphones off.
No,
See?
Okay. Oh.
I told you and okay. You told me to put them on.
I'm turning them down from my end.
I don't think you can.
Okay, this is the audio.
Jeez, no wonder we have crisis meeting after crisis meeting. This is the shit we do.
Okay, I want you to listen to this audio and tell me what you think is happening, okay?
Oh, right away, Felton shows his experience there. He reaches over with his left hand and blocks the seatbelt of Davidson. You can see here in the top left-hand corner of your screen, reaches over, blocks the seatbelt with his left hand, frees himself with his right hand, and immediately just goes to smashing Davidson into the driver's side door. And right now you can see he's trying to slide his knee through for knee on belly or possibly even mount here. And Davidson, oh, he looks like he's got the driver's side seatbelt here. He's trying to wrap that driver's side seatbelt around the neck of Davidson. And Davidson, it's almost too late here. By the time he's figured out what's happening, he has got that seatbelt wrapped all the way around his throat. He's trying to defend, but there's not a lot that can be done here. He is in a bad situation. And just like that, Raymond Felton wins the first round.
Oh, that sounds like when you go shotgun and you fight with your brother to get into the front seat.
Close. It is the official car jiu-jitsu.
What?
So there is a new sport on the horizon that is blowing up in Russia.
Of course, it's Russia or America.
I know. But yeah. It was created during COVID.
I mean, it sounds like it's American.
Well, it does kind of narrate, oh, but it's blown up, but it started in Russia.
Car jiu-jitsu.
And it's where two people get into the car and they're fully clothed in like professional outfits
and
everything.
One in the front seat, one in the back seat?
No, both in the front seat, driver's seat, passenger seat. They put their seat belts on and then the guy goes, go. And then they have to quickly take off their belts and wrestle in the front of the car.
But they were trying to choke each other out.
Yeah, they
how
wrestle
do you
in
win?
The front.
How do you win?
Tap out.
Oh, is that how you win in jiu-jitsu?
Yeah.
To the point of death. So you go, no more.
Well, as you're, like, there's not much. Yeah. How wild is that?
That's so dumb.
I know. It's just crazy.
But that's so funny. That is pushing himself against the driver's side door. It just sounds exactly how my brothers and I used to fight for the front seat.
Well, it's...
And he's choking him out and he's trying to kill him. I'm like, yeah.
It's funny because the comments were like, yeah, it's called having siblings.
Yeah,
this isn't
exactly
car.
Like having
this
siblings.
Isn't car jiu-jitsu.
I love the calmness of the guy. Yes, he's checking him out. He's on the brink of death. And well done.
And in your story, that's your parents. And your parents are like, and the siblings are.
No, my parents are like, oh, I hope they both die. That is. I hope that makes it to the Olympics. There's got to be a point where, because the Olympics are virtually, they have to add a sport every Olympics. You didn't know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, they're adding bowling and then surfing, but they're proper sports.
So why?
But like, I think surfing's been around for ages, actually. What's the most recent one?
Why do they have to add a new sport every time?
Well, that's just part of the Olympic rules. And
they have to trial new things?
No, not trial. They just add it. It's just in it goes and it's in there permanently. And at some point, I mean, the Olympics is every 4 years. It's not like we're doing it every year. I really hope they add car jiu-jitsu. How funny would that be?
Well, it's blowing up. Like, they're selling out arenas. They're putting the cars in the middle and they're projecting it in arenas. Mm-hmm. You're into sport now. You go to the Roar and whatnot. You know what a stadium vibe feels like. People go for the experience.
Yeah, true. But I can see Brisbane Roar playing. Do I call it football or soccer?
Soccer.
Do I go traditional or like?
Soccer.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
Are you Googling the sport?
What's the latest sport in the Olympics? Breaking is the brand new sport debuting on the 2024.
That's right.
Here's everything you need to know. Yeah.
They added breakdancing.
Breaking. Is that what they call it? Breaking.
Well, I assume that's what it is. I remember that being I remember reading something. Yeah.
Yeah, breakdancing, breaking. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool. And because there's some sport.
That's not how it goes, is it?
Immediately regretted doing that.
Because some sports, look, they're not the most riveting to watch. I think I would happily watch breakdancing.
Name the sports that are not the most riveting. Tennis. I'm going to go out there and say tennis.
What? That's the most riveting.
And I know. I'm good mates with Ash Barty. Yeah. By good mates, I mean...
You just wanted to drop that in,
didn't
you?
That's exactly why I said But, you know, I don't know tennis. It's just long. And
it still keeps you engaged.
Most sports is repetitive. Oh, true, I guess. I mean, what's the difference between tennis and football? It's the same thing, just played over... Or tennis is played over hours.
Hang on.
You have to have so much endurance to be a tennis player.
You do. You do.
Like a footy player, it's what, 90 minutes? And then you're done, regardless?
Oh, sailing.
Oh, God, sailing.
Sailing, what are you doing? Do a flip.
City to Hobart, easy.
Do a flip! Do something.
Oh,
do something.
What's another one that we can criticise?
I know, I'm
going. As I sit here 50 kilos overweight.
That's like when I watch the gymnastics and I'm like, that double-handed backflip was shit.
I love the gymnastics. They're all pretty good.
What about dressage? How do you feel about dressage? It's not the best, but not the worst.
I suppose it's the exciting part about sailing. Well, not really. Is they could capsize at any moment and then the horse could shit at any moment, which would be really fun. Oh, what did you find?
Curling.
Oh, actually, I love curling. I love curling. The marble, it's the big marble or granite stone and you push it onto the ice.
Yeah.
Bowling, I think it's pretty boring.
Bowling. Mm. It's just crazy.
You've written down here, do you know what the tiny pocket on your jeans is for? I did know the answer to this one.
Okay, share with me.
Well, I thought it was for coins initially when I was a kid because I was like, oh, I can fit a 20-cent coin.
They do fit pretty well in there, don't they?
But you can only put like one 20-cent coin. Mm. With inflation, you need a little bit more. It was for a kind of tool because weren't jeans made for a specific profession? That was the whole point of it.
Close. It is for a watch pocket.
Oh, that's not close at all.
So, well, I mean, like it's for like a, you could call a watch
isn't a tool.
I mean,
tool.
Tool.
There's a W in tool, apparently.
Tool.
Tool.
Tool. So back in the 1800s. Cowboys used to wear their watches on chains and kept them in their waistcoats to keep them from getting broken. Levi's introduced this like small little tiny pocket where they could keep their watch.
Why do we still have it then?
Habit?
For aesthetic reasons?
Habit.
Oh, that wasn't as fun.
Oh, okay. Well.
Okay, the next one you've got here. This is the one where I was like, oh yeah, I heard this story 4 years ago.
I like that this whole thing just comes down to critiquing the shit content that Nat has brought this
week.
Yeah,
what has Nat brought and what do I like and not like? All you have to do, Nat, is say, Christian, what have you brought to the show? And I'm like, absolutely nothing, which is why we're going over what
you're like,
brought.
I'm just the vibe guy. I don't do any work.
I just come in and criticize. Wow, sorry. So it says here the quietest place on earth will drive you insane. So this is a room which you practice the pronunciation of.
Oh, yes. Anechoic.
It's an anechoic.
Anechoic chamber.
Sounds like a person. And the Oscar goes to anechoic chamber. you get in it and it just absorbs all the sound. It's like, you may have seen it because, again, it's an old story.
Ugh.
But it's like you go into it's a pretty big room and then there's a million just giant cones of foam.
Mm.
Which is apparently...
It looks like a maze of foam.
Yeah, it's like huge, like so long, like a meter long foam all over the walls sticking out.
Yeah.
And you go in there and it absorbs 99.9% of all the sound.
Mm-hmm.
And you were saying that you can literally hear the blood moving through your body and your bones.
Yeah, it's that quiet.
And it drives people in fucking sane.
I just wonder, because we come into this studio and I'm like, wow, this studio is quiet. But I'm like, how can you get more quiet than this studio?
It's just like the void of any noise. Because nothing's able to reverberate or like that.
Reverberate. Another great word, Kristen. You're killing the words today, aren't you?
It's just not allowed to come back at you, which would be a weird feeling. Because even now when I'm talking, we've got windows here, we've got the lights on the roof and sounds bouncing off to give you that sort of sense of width. But you have no sense of, because you eat, like, you know, a lot of animals use their sound as a... What do you call it? Like
scoping the environment. Yeah.
And I'm sure we do to some degree.
Well, they said that after...
55 minutes.
55 minutes, you start hallucinating.
I really want to do it. But I see, here's one thing. I cannot sleep in silence.
Oh, yeah, no, because you sleep with rain sounds.
I sleep with going on, like fully loud next to my ear.
Yeah.
Cannot do silence.
So, when did you start doing that? And was a reason?
Like when I was 18. Well, it was with a fan.
Oh, yeah.
So I started with, in summer it was hot, so I had a fan going. I was like, oh, this is so
relaxing. The sound.
Yeah. And I cannot physically sleep without sound. At one point when I was working in Melbourne, there's like the annual ski trip. So I had to share a room with Hamish and Andy's digital producer,
Jez. For you. Oh, yes.
Who absolutely every female I know froths on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know what he looks like. I only know his name.
No, he's quite attractive. Okay. He's very bohemian. Anyways, I was really terrified because I thought, fuck, how am I going to actually get to sleep? Because I can't play this rain sounds. And then also, am I going to be a weirdo? Because I'd never told anyone. I'd never heard anyone do this. And anyway, I get in there. This is why I absolutely love Jez. First thing he says, I'm so sorry. Do you mind if I put some rain sounds on because I struggle to sleep? And I said, you turn that fucking thing full blast. I'm going to put mine on as well. And we both, separate beds, we both slept.
Unfortunately.
With like, it was like we were in a monsoonal tsunami of rain. And people were like, is everything all right?
Is there a storm?
Like, yeah, we're just sleeping.
Have you? Also, that's very coincidental.
So coincidental. Yeah. But that's when I realised, oh, and I asked around. So many people do it.
Oh, so it's
my
common.
Brothers do it as well.
I keep seeing this storm simulator pop up on my feed.
Oh.
And it's where you go into a room and you're floating in water and they kind of strap you in.
Oh.
And it's like, imagine the size of this studio. The walls are screens and they have fake rain and the screens are projecting seas. And lightning, they strap you in. You don't move anywhere.
Strap you in?
Yeah, they have like these metal things. It might be like on a theme park ride or something. And it's a storm simulator.
Oh, I kind of like that.
Yeah.
The rest of the stuff on the list is a bit...
Is it everything you wanted to shit on today?
Yeah.
Anything else you wanted to pay me out for?
No, you did put on here, my Crocs obsession is getting deeper and deeper. Like you can see today that I've discovered.
Lean in.
Socks
and Crocs. I love it. And also the comfort as well. I just can't pull off Crocs. Some people can, some people can't.
So I've requested Barbie platform Croc heels.
Oh my God, you have to wear them to the office.
Oh God, I'm so excited. And then I didn't realise they do like fur-lined Crocs.
Oh.
House Crocs.
Oh.
Because I bought three pairs straight up. You know me, and I've spoken about this. I always thought Crocs were when you've given up. Since I bought these, have not worn any other shoe.
Oh, wow.
I had to wear sneakers on stage when I was on tour.
Okay.
No, I didn't. In Adelaide, I wore my Crocs on stage.
Stunning.
With socks, because I really think I look fashionable.
Stunning.
Yeah.
They're very on trend at the moment.
They're so on trend.
Very on trend. I saw a girl walking through the city the other day in white Crocs.
Oh, my God.
With the little, what are they called?
Giblets or something.
Giblets.
Yeah.
With baggy jeans and a white tee. I was like, you look so cool.
Oh, don't. Like Bieber. I saw Bieber.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber. Cool.
We love Crocs.
We just need to finish this segment.
Yep.
Yeah.